Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host, and we have another hot topic. Zika virus still spreading, hasn't gone away. And we're going to have our guest, Selena Lindsay, who's on the line right now. She's going to join in this talk show. Okay, if you're interested in being a part of the show and want to speak or ask a question, all you have to do is dial 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you'll be on the air. Hi, Selena? Hello? Okay. She'll be back in a minute. Hello? Okay, Zika virus is still spreading. How can we stop the Zika virus? Should we double up on using pesticides? What if Zika virus is found in sweat or tears? Is this a problem? Can Zika virus affect an adult's brain? Join us tonight with your host. This is Paulette Young speaking, along with Selena Lindsay. If you want to speak, call 858-769-4936 and press 1. Selena, are you on the line? Okay, on the board is showing that you're on the line. I'm not sure if we have a bad connection right now. Okay, anyway, we've been talking about Zika virus for some time. Has not gone away. It's still a problem, and it's now spread to Southeast Asia through the United States. We have some of the states with the highest numbers. The highest one is New York with 921 cases. And then we have Florida, 785 cases, Texas, 258. And California's 368. Are they in other places? Yes, they are. So, and it's continuing to spread. We don't seem to, well, we know now it's not just sexually transmitted, but that it's also spread through the mosquito biting you. Hi, Selena.
Yes, it looks like we're having a little technology problem here.
Yeah, that's what I thought because I couldn't hear you at all. So I said, something happened. You're showing up on the board, but it wasn't, nothing was going through.
Yeah, we just recalled back.
Yeah, so what I did is I already introduced the topic, stated some of the questions we're going to talk about, like how can we stop it? Should we be doubling up on the pesticides? And about, you know, what about it being found in sweat and tears? So should we be wearing gloves everywhere we go? Has there been any effect on adult brains? I know we've been focusing on the babies and the children, but no one has said anything about the adults. Selena, why don't you take about 1 minute and introduce yourself to the audience?
Well, basically, I'm a retired CPA and an entrepreneur, and currently I'm a CEO of several different nonprofits, and I also work for a number of different ones for various different social problems. And one or two of those right quick is like At Ease, which is run by Mr. Diamond Marks, and primarily what we do there is assist veterans in many, many capacities, housing, jobs, et cetera. If you should need some help, please call area code 619-867-5639. Another one that we do a lot of work for is called Fresh Starts Ministries, which is headed by Mr. Richard Hernandez. You can reach him at area code 909-630-2662. And what we do there is drug and gang intervention, counseling, community service credits, And we do a number of different things, working with the kids so that they stay off the streets and be good kids. Of course, we'll talk about Sowing Seeds for Life, which that's the second largest food bank in Southern California. And what we do there is basically, I sit on the board, Sowing Seeds for Life distributes food, and to date, 2 per month. Should you like to contact them or do a donation, please go to Sowing Seeds for Life on your website or call area code 392-5777. And ask to speak to Fran.
All right. You're a busy, busy, busy person. Okay. And I had mentioned when everything wasn't going through, the largest place that have the most cases is New York, 921. And then the second largest is Florida, 785. And then third is California, 368. And Texas, 258. And they finally located the mosquitoes, found where they are in Texas.
I wonder how they did it.
My gut feeling, that little mosquito is in all the states. But we the way we do stuff here in the United States, you have to find them. Once you find them, they say, oh, yeah, they're here. Go ahead.
I think they're finding the people, and most notably, they're just noting the cases of Zika virus. And of course, it is a particular mosquito. But the funny thing is, for the most part, mosquitoes aren't really like people. They don't segregate themselves, okay?
They have no color.
they have no color lines, and wherever they want to lay their eggs and nests and what have you, you know, everybody just drops in for a block party. So it's some very interesting stuff we have to read from CDC. Although the numbers in the various different states, and it is peculiar when New York has the highest number, and virtually speaking, they have the most concrete, as far as I'm concerned, where we would be
looking.
My
thoughts on that is, do they have a better reporting system than the rest of the state? Because if you don't have a good reporting system, you can say anything. But
well,
if you have an excellent reporting system, of course, the numbers will be, and you're more accurate and you know, tracing and tracking everything down. I thought that was strange too.
Well, I just think it's kind of
strange. If they're at that number, then what are the true numbers for the other states?
Well, if nothing else, nobody's going to stay out of New York, and I can see why they might have some funny looking numbers, say at a place like Florida, because at certain times of the year, and especially right now since it's winter, the most people usually, especially what they call snowbirds, head for places like Florida and California where it's nice and warm.
Right. And I would think California would be higher than New York.
Well, I don't see how New York could be higher, because one thing that I do know is mosquitoes don't wear sweaters, and they definitely don't like the snow. They basically kind of die off, and then they regenerate themselves during the summer. I have never seen a mosquito flying around in the winter. They don't do the Santa Claus thing.
That's why it goes back to, if they're reporting something better than everybody else's.
Yeah, it must have went south too, right?
Yeah, I was like shocked when I saw that. I said, wow, now that is something. And then now it has spread to Asia, Southeast Asia, and the Center of Disease Control are telling people to stay out of certain areas for right now, because I don't even know where the numbers are for them, but it has spread there. And the alarming thing is showing mutation, the happy mutation, because it's a different strand. is not the same strand that we find here in the United States.
Well, obviously it would be technically a different strand for a number of different reasons. You mess with different people with different other kinds of things. You get this stuff mixed up. You got a cauldron pot. And in answering the question whether or not, you know, we're talking about does it affect adults' brains, obviously, again, due to the reporting, I don't believe we really have accuracy in terms of what all it really affects, because this is something that's new, and just as they're just learning that they're different strains, it's the same thing that we saw with HIV and some of their reporting, because I can remember early on, say with AIDS, they basically said, don't worry about it, sit on the toilet seat, you can't get it.
Oh, they still say that one for the HIV. That's still said. It's not as easy to spread that one as it is this mosquito thing.
Exactly. But my point is, the very ones that make that statement are the very ones that probably have their gloves on today, because they want no parts of it. But my point is that exactly what's going on with this particular strand, they're really learning as we go. It obviously affects the brain and the blood system, because once it's in the blood, then it goes everywhere. What's going to function correctly?
Right. And they do have the case that was in Utah where the man, they believe, got it, the son got it from sweat and tears of the father. That is a documented case. Because the person came into the room, didn't have it, and then got it after, you know, and the person and the father died. But the son ended up getting it too. And the son was the only one that didn't wear gloves.
Yeah, well, this thing is obviously no joke. We're laughing and making a lot of fun out of this. Answering also to another question, because they're stating that in various different states we have lower numbers because they begin to double their extermination efforts. And that, to me, is another mystical thing, because as we remember way back with the med fly, they specifically put something together, but in looking in the news several months back, now all of a sudden the bumblebees are dying.
Yeah.
I wonder
why.
Normally,
this is our winter or fall. You don't see bees. And I was out today, and there was a bee flying all on my car. I said, where did that thing come from? He's mixed up. He should be hibernating.
Well, they would have us think that they basically have something which is a designer killer. Okay, that this stuff that they have is designed to only, to only kill the mosquito and to leave the birds, the other little critters, the grasshoppers, and everything else alone. I find a lot wrong with that, because you just can't, you cannot go out and spray the field and say that what you're spraying is not going to get into our food chain. And when you do certain kinds of things, it's irreparable, because you're disturbing a number of different things, not only in nature. You're disturbing the dirt, the very fiber of everything that makes us human beings and stay alive, to get a mosquito. And then we're still seeing the mosquito, it looks like it can fly 8,000 miles because it gets over in Asia. Okay.
Yeah, now, is there something? Or was it transported? You remember before you had said to me, because the fruits and things that are transported there.
I'm in the business of transportation, and very often, everything you get, when we go out to the coolers or to the fields, whatever is out there, because, they have people out there that are cutting the stuff on machines, and they put it in the boxes, and they send it into a cooler, and then load it onto a truck. They're not spraying it with anything. And so whatever bug or mosquito or whatever is in there, and it's filled up in our truck, you know, and we're just told to keep the thermostat at a certain temperature. And those temperatures aren't temperatures that will kill a mosquito. And the same thing happens when it's transported on, say, what they call a container. A container is used to travel on a ship or to go onto an airplane. And so they can easily be transported from place to place in what we call the natural means, fruits, vegetables, and those kinds of things. It's sort of like what we call a, if you were a raisin factory, you notice it still has on there, if they process nuts, you might find one in the raisin box.
That's true. That is so true. Then a person can go into anaphylactic shock. Because if they're allergic to nuts and they don't have a program ready to go when that happens. Some of the places for Southeast Asia, Center of Disease Control says stay away from Burma, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Philippines, Maldives, Thailand, East Timor, and Vietnam. That's a lot of places.
Well,
so what
also
is that going to do with the tourists? Attraction.
Well, I would also note that most of those places are not really what I call tourist attractions. Number two, most of those places do not have, not all places have latrines or bathrooms, and all of them that you name have stagnant water. And all of them that you name, basically their main staple food is rice. Primarily, though, in 2016, the majority of this rice is imported, not exported, but they still grow it in rice paddies, which these paddies, you're talking about 2 or 3 feet of water that just sits there, perfect breeding ground.
I wonder if they're saying it's spread to Southeast Asia. But I'm wondering, did you just not pay attention and it wasn't reported? And now it's being reported. We don't have ways to know if that's the case.
Well,
they've already had it there and just didn't, you know, wasn't a place that they were, you know, looking at or reporting. And why would they even think that they wouldn't have it when they have bodies of water everywhere?
Well, I think some things are called, they don't want, you know, people to get really into a panic. And the other one is that we live in a world of what I call the mad scientist. And the mad scientist ultimately believes that they can conquer the world with their chemicals and various different lotions and potions and fix it before it gets out of hand. And so they see no need. Other than to tell people don't do this and don't do that. And meanwhile, they get their lotions and potions together and hope that it will contain the situation, which is the same thing in saying that they increase their spraying and, you know, they try to change the formula somewhat, that it eradicates this problem. At the same time, it's just common sense. Winter in certain states is going to eradicate this problem, but it will be back.
That was Selena Lindsay speaking. You're on America Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young. There's someone from the 909-568. Did you want to make a statement or just listen?
Yeah, I'd like to make a statement.
Okay, go ahead. State your name,
okay,
please.
I'm Wayne Carlton. How you doing, Paula? How you doing? This is Wayne Carlton.
Oh, hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm fine, from the NAACP.
All right.
And that Zika virus, excuse me, that Zika virus is pretty dangerous. You know, because these pregnant women, you know, are getting bitten by mosquitoes and stuff, and that virus is attacking the child, which is very scary. And
yeah, it is.
I think we do need to talk about it.
Yes, it's going to be far worse than HIV because of how it's being spread.
Yeah, with those mosquitoes. And they say even by blood and stuff, even from the sex, you can spread it too.
Yeah, but the difference is the mosquito can bite anybody. You remember in the
That's
beginning
right.
they just told it was sexually transmitted. Then they had to stop
right.
telling that story. I knew eventually they had to get around to saying, well, we found the mosquitoes. They're here. They're here all over the United States. How do you feel about the pesticides, doubling up on the pesticides to kill these mosquitoes?
Well, that pesticide, I know they got to do something. But some kind of way, before they let all that pesticide, how it's going to affect the people, you know? And if they put too much, it is going to affect some of us. And so I think they need to do a lot more research on that.
Is that a better solution than to just keep letting that mosquito just, you know,
No, you got to do something.
Said.
No.
Yeah.
No, you still got to do something. So they doing something, which they doing the only thing they know right now until the CDC and them give some other ways to deal with it. But yeah, they don't. They got it. I mean, I'm not for the insecticide because it affects us a lot. But we got to deal with the mosquitoes. We have
right.
to deal with the mosquitoes.
And the other thing is, finally, the United States did sign into law to allocate the money, because it is going to take money. So the $1.1 billion that Obama requested a year ago has been approved, finally.
Amen. Amen. That's a good thing.
$1.1 billion. He had said something a year ago so that this thing would not get out of control.
Do you think the new president is going to try to counsel that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. If Trump Towers is in New York.
Huh?
What you say?
I don't think so. Trump Towers is in New York, and the highest numbers is in New York.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's true, huh?
Wow.
That's
yeah, ain't that something? That's right. He could get bit.
And they haven't even began to study the adults that are being bit and what that means, because they do have one case where a woman was bitten and it did affect her brain and her memory.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things they have not talked about, because this is the United States, and the first thing they will say is we haven't done enough studies.
Yeah, that's
they
so they don't want to give you the money.
Study on this one, huh?
Mhm. Yeah, they always say that, like you're saying. Then it's getting worse.
Mhm.
And
yeah,
it's getting worse.
This is, and President Obama recognized it a year ago, the importance of doing something, like a year ago, because he recognized this thing's gonna get out of hand. And look what's happened already. There's more cases. Because they said 80%, you correct me, Selena, if I'm saying it wrong, 80% of the people that most likely have been bitten show no signs, no symptoms, no nothing.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, that is.
So it hit them down the line or what?
Pardon me?
What, it hit them down the line or what? If they don't show no symptoms, then all of a sudden it hit.
Yeah, then they
won't know. It really affects the baby, right?
What?
It really affects the baby, though, right?
It affects babies that we know. It also affects children. And now we're finding that it's affecting adults. But they don't know the numbers yet.
Uh-huh.
But now that we got the money to begin to look at all of those issues along with killing that mosquito, then they'll come up with better data and what's really happening.
No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
That's good. But this one is far worse than HIV because of how it spread.
Wow. So could I ask you a question?
Mosquitoes are here. Go ahead.
I don't want to know, your show come on every week?
Every Monday at 8 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Send me an email like you did today, because
I like
to be involved.
Yeah, and what I do is I hit the topics that's affecting us the most. We've talked about on this program HIV before. The difference is, not HIV, the Zika virus, is we're just updating what's happening now.
Right, that's good. People need to know
what's
happening.
Right, and I'll send you. Publishing this on Blog Talk Radio. You can always like my page called Healthcare Consultants, and all the broadcasts.
That's beautiful.
Up there also.
That's beautiful. I think I talked to you about it when we was at that Million Woman March. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, I know. I talk about it all the time, and I'm always. Giving out information along with Selena Lindsay's on the line too, and she's very dynamic. She has a lot of different entities. Now, Wayne, why don't you tell her, because you also do things with the veterans. Why don't you say something about that too?
Well, I deal with the veterans. I run into a lot of veterans that's homeless. So by me being a chairperson for the veterans, I can get them information, or even a lot of times I contact the Department of Veteran Affairs and I'll get information for them, or I get the veterans and let the veteran talk to the representative online, and they set up certain way where we're going to meet or show them how the program works and stuff like that. And we go in and line them up to get them an apartment or give them some help on how to get some money coming in and stuff like that. And where they can go and just relax. They got this organization called Front Sight Ministries, and that's in Montclair. And if you're a veteran, and they give you free workouts there, and plus they got a lot of counselors and stuff like that there, that help a lot of veterans out.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I work with the veterans a lot, and it's a lot of veterans hurting. Now, what I just heard on this, I'm going to inform veterans about this, too.
Oh, okay. That'll
be
great.
I'm going to definitely do that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to definitely do that.
Yes, because there's veterans that are having babies, the ladies, and the men could be a carrier. What I think needs, and you two can tell me if you agree, I think what needs to happen, there needs to be a routine testing of that virus.
That's great.
But since you don't show signs and symptoms, just like they do when you have, yearly checks and stuff like that for different things with your body, I think that this thing should be routine. Because how are you going to stop the spread of something that shows no symptoms?
Well, I think
that's
the first
right.
line
Let
of
get
defense
worse.
Is, I think the first line of defense is prevention.
Right.
The same thing we have when we talk about drugs and gangs, the main thing is prevention. And so we need to get it out there. CDC and the various different systems, they need to make this issue they need to use more awareness so that people know, number one, dispose of stagnant water. And if you have to be around water in a warm environment, to wear sleeves so that these mosquitoes can't get to you.
That's right, because if it's a puddle of water, mosquitoes come around, stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
and
so it's prevent. And see, we need more education to let people know that they must, along with spraying their own environments, outside and in, you shouldn't have standing water anywhere. And screens on your doors and windows and stuff like that, because it's called prevention.
And all of the clinics, OBGYN, they should be handing out publications to the women that are pregnant so that they're aware to take care of themselves, prevent being bit by mosquito, period. If they think they've been bit, then they immediately test it.
Yeah, we need to get some flyers on something like that and put some of that stuff out in the neighborhood and let people know, because I know a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah, I have some flyers already, too.
Okay, well, when I run into you, the next time I run into you, you going to be at the meeting Thursday?
Meeting, yes. Okay. We're on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we had two guests, Selena Lindsay and Wayne Carlton from the VA with the NAACP. And we'll be on the air next Monday with another hot topic. And if you want to be a part of the broadcast itself, just dial in 858-769-4936, press 1, and you'll be on the air. Okay, we'll talk next week again. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye.
And God bless.